Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya. The Gemara wanted to prove that you can do something simultaneously, even when you can't do it consecutively. And it works enough so to make problems by Meiser. Because the Brisa, it's a Mishnah, I think it's a Mishnah, that says, it's a Brisa, that says if you're Marba by Meiser, if you give more than 10%, you accomplish giving Meiser, but your Meiser is a mixture because only 10% becomes Meiser. The problem is, nothing should become Meiser. Because since you give, can give 10% and then more, so it's Eina B'Sachar Zeh, so Eina B'Sachar should say nothing is Chal, and it should be Tevel still. That was the Gemara's Raya. Yes. The Gemara's, the Brisa says, if somebody gives more than 10% for Meiser, we say his Peris are corrected, means they're not Tevel, and his Meiser is mixed up, because 10% is Meiser, the rest is not Meiser, but it's not determinable which is part is Meiser, which is not. The question is, you have to give Meiser off of that, it's a complicated thing. But the question is, he couldn't give 10% and then give more. It wouldn't be Chal, the second one. You can't give more than 10% Meiser. So then why would you give more than 10% in one shot? Is it Chal? Nothing should be Chal. The payment should remain Tevel, and the Meiser shouldn't be nothing. But the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa says, Masreisa Mukukulam. The Gemara answers, the Meiser is different, because it can be Chal on a half a grain per kernel. Meaning, when you give 10%, more, it would be like if you said a half of each kernel should be Meiser, you could give 5% and then another 5%, meaning you're not giving more than 10%. It's not like you're trying to make more Meiser. What happens when you give more than 10% is it goes on fractions of the kernel, and therefore it is Besachazah. You could do that Besachazah. You could give a half a kernel and then give the other half a kernel. It is possible to do it consecutively. Therefore, when you do it simultaneously, you're not giving more than 10%. If you're giving 10%, except because you are looking at more than 10%, it works prorated, meaning part of each kernel becomes Meiser. Yes, doctor?
In the end, when you give 15% or whatever it is, you are giving 10%, but that 10% is inaccessible, but you are giving it.
Again.
This is a lion standing in the bathroom.
Again. The halacha is you can't give more than 10%. It's not covered. Therefore, if you gave 10% and then added another 10%, it would not work. The second 10% would not work. It can't be done. What you're doing, if you would do this.
What you're doing is
Again, you're not letting me, doctor, you got to give me a minute. If you separate 10%, it's Meiser. Then you want to give more Meiser, not Chal.
Right.
Okay. The rule we have, a kosher ain't a bezachas, ain't a bebasachas, says that if you can't do things consecutively, they don't work simultaneously either. Meaning, just like we said by two women, you can't be Mekadosh one sister and then Mekadosh a second sister. Therefore, when you Mekadosh both together, it's not a suffix kedushin on each one. It's nothing. Because since you couldn't do one and then the other, when you do both together, nothing works. Because we say, you can't do simultaneously what you can't do consecutively. Now, even though had you done two, one would be chal, doesn't make a difference. You can't do simultaneously what you can't do consecutive. When you're giving more than 10% Meiser, you couldn't do that consecutively. So the question is, instead of saying part of it is Meiser, let's say nothing is Meiser, because what you tried to do is not doable. And if you can't do it, nothing should be Chal. But I give 20% at a time, that means I'm giving 20%, which I can't do consecutively. Since I can't do it consecutively, I shouldn't be able to do it simultaneously either.
In which case, how does giving a fraction help? Because that is simultaneous with the other...
Again, so let's read Rashi, who will do such a wonderful job explaining it. Dr. Rashi, I'm going to start from the top of the Rashi. Hamar b'maisras, hamavrish echad mechamisha, which is 20%, shmaina, or 12.5%, or abo, or 25%, luchulim b'tzadzeh, umadat chamishis l'maisr, meaning I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I apologize. I read it wrong. Hamavrish echad mechamisha, period. Shemona arba lechulun, besides that, he counted four for chulun, umadet chamisha smalaiser. Gave 20%. Matsraisa mukukulun, the tevel lemaiser murabim zebezem. Because it's tevel and maiser that are mixed with each other. Shakri kule tevel hava. The pile was all tevel. Ukshemona arba lechulun, when he put four measurements, whatever it is, to the side, he should have taken a half of the fifth one, 10%, right? If you have five measurements, right, a tenth is a half of one of those five measurements, right? That's what should have given. So let's say every measurement has X amount of volume, right? And he has five of those measurements, maisa would be one half of the five, one half of one of all five, which is 10%. V'hu ifrish midishlema, and he gave a fifth. V'shem meiser lechalalov l'kfi cheshman, and the halacha is that meiser only works on 10%. V'nimtza shar tevel, the other 10%, he never separated on, and he didn't become meiser. Either it's meiser or it becomes chulun. That's if I separate 10% off of 90%. When I separate 20%, then I am making extra maaser, which is not chal, and nothing was separated on the other 10%. So therefore, that other 10% remains tevel. So in this mixture of 20%, 10% is maaser, and 10% is tevel. V'nimtza v'shei maaser l'chal olav l'kvi cheshman. V'nimtza shar tevel. And he can't do anything about it till he corrects it. Now, how you would go about correcting it is take from something else and separate on this unknown 10% that's in here, right? Take other grain that hasn't been separated from and say, listen, I have here tevel. You take other tevel and you separate from the other tevel on this 10% that you can't determine which it is. And that way, you take off Meiser off of that.
And you keep that 20%.
No, you give the 20% is now half Meiser and half not Meiser, half Chulun. So you go to the Levi and make a deal with him.
No, but you took off, you took from the other grain.
That's on the 10% that remained Tevel.
Okay.
So now it's Chulun. So now you have a mixture of 10% Meiser and 10% Chulun.
Okay.
So you have to give Meiser to the Levi, right, or whatever you have to do with it. So you have to make a deal. You go to him and say, listen, half of this is yours, half of this is mine. Let's strike a deal. Let me just finish this, Rashi.
He can't eat any of it, can he?
The Maiserishin depends. According to we Paskin, Maiserishin can be eaten by Israel. The Im Eisa, the Chosh, Eidah, Bezeh, Echazeh, Eidah, Bevasachas, Klau, Amai, Peiraisa, Mesukunim, but Lama, Chau, Shei, Maiser. Why is Maiser, Chau, Afil, Lufi, Cheshman? Hara, Eidah, Bezeh, Echazeh. He couldn't do this consecutively. So how could he separate more than 10% when he couldn't do it consecutively?
I hear the answer.
Well, I didn't say the answer yet. I mean, I didn't explain the answer.
But he made this trouble. Supposing he has 10, whatever they call it, 10 pounds, and he has to take out 1 pound of the 10 pounds, right? Or
Yeah, 1 pound.
Then if he takes out a nine here and one here, and he goes back to that nine that he already takes off another...
Can't.
And bring it back into the...
Can't. Once it's chulun, you can't separate meiser.
But he wants to be menadev.
Fine, so he's giving chulun.
So you can't make...
That's not... So you could. Gzuntate. But it has to be chulun first.
Well, so what's an afkamina if it's...
Because it didn't become chulun, because when you separate it 20%, you were not separating 10% and then adding 10% chulun.
So that 8 pounds that he had left over because he took out two times, or whatever it was. What is that tevel? I mean that.
No.
He has 10 pounds of tevel.
Can I explain to you? He has 10 pounds of tevel. He separates one. All nine are chulun now.
Perfect.
Now, if you have chulun, you can do whatever you want with it.
What did he do wrong the first time? He didn't take off the
He didn't take it off. He said, let me explain something. When you take one out of ten, you're separating the one on the nine. The one is being separated from the nine.
So that's
that gets meiser, the nine remain chulun. But when you separate two out of ten, you're separating 2 out of the 10, and nothing was separated out of the 1 that you just, meaning you took extra, nobody separated off of that.
So is all of it?
No, so the 8 is chulin, and the 2 is a mixture of tevel and meiser. Yes, doctor.
2 points. See if I can remember both of them. Number one, as he has his 10 pounds of tevel, and he's separating off the meiser, on the way to separating out 2 pounds on it, he separates out 1 pound.
No, he didn't. No.
Inevitable process.
He didn't. He took 2 pounds together.
He's still on the way. There is.
How long? I can't deal with this guy. Like, now, logically, it's viewed as you did it together. I can't get involved in how technically it works.
So I don't understand that. Number two, and that's my problem. It's not anyone else's problem. Number two, if the fix is that simple, why does the Brisa refer to it and say that the pebble has been ruined?
Mikukola means it's messed up now. I don't care what article uses. It means at this point it's messed up. It can be corrected, but at this point you can't eat it.
So, Rabbi Foreman.
Okay. That's not my problem. Next, and for the Gemara. The difference is as follows. If a person would take 10% and say, half of this should be meiser, and then he took another 10% and said, another half should be meiser, then he could do it consecutively, because he never separated more than 10%. He separated 5% mixed with other things, and 5% mixed with other things. A person has that option. Not a smart option, but a person could, again, you haven't let me explain it. A person has the option of separating 10% and saying 5% should be meiser, not 10%. And then taking another 10% and saying 5% should be meiser of this. That means he could split his 10% over 20%. He could do that if he wanted to, consecutively. He didn't have to say that 10% is meiser, then another 10% is meiser. He could have said 5% is meiser, and then another 5% is meiser. Together, that equals 10. And it would leave another 10% mixed into here that would be a mess. So when a person separates 20 together, we say it's not something he can't do consecutively. He can do 20, but he can do a fraction out of 20. So when he does 20, we see each half of it becoming meiser, half of each part, which he could have done consecutively. He could have said half each kernel is hegdish when he took the first 10% is meiser, and he could have done it on the second half as well. So therefore, it's not, you can't say it can't be done consecutively. Let's read Rashi. Look, Rashi. The moment the Scottish pagar the chitzikacha. Hilkach. Because the Hebrews of Bas Achas, Yosim Kishir, when he separated simultaneously more than a year, Yeshtoy the Meister Locha Kochita Vachita Levi Cheshbin. He can go on each kernel according to the Cheshbin, meaning the fraction. Vigilamema, the Niflasu Kulu Levi Cheshbin. Each one can be partially Meister. Avagabi Achias, Lekilamema, Niflasu Tats Kedushin Akochada Vachosa. You can't marry a half a woman. Therefore, when you're Mekadesh two sisters, you can't say, well, I could have married one halfway and married the other one halfway, so when I marry both together, I'm doing two halves. Can't do that. You can't marry two sisters in any way, fashion, or form. You could separate Meiser over 20% and do it in a way that it's chal on 10%. You could do 5% and then 5%. So it's possible to get this result consecutively. So when you do it simultaneously, we see 5% plus 5%. That's what we see, and therefore it's chal.
I'm missing the calculations here. Because 5% and 5% don't equal 20%.
Equal 10%.
So when he takes 5%, he's never made that table into... Cool.
He took 10% and said half of this should be meiser.
10% of what?
Of total.
Of his
total. It's 10 pounds, he took 1 pound and said half is meiser.
So and now this remaining 90% is...
There's no remain yet. One second. The remaining 90% is not finished yet. It's not corrected. He did not take 10%.
So the advice didn't help.
Again, listen. Then he took another temper, another pound, and he said, half of this should be miser.
Oh. That part was missing.
No, it wasn't missing. I said it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, that doesn't make a difference. So he totally took 10%, but he did it in a consecutive way and messed up the other 10%.
Totally took 20, but he took each 20.
10 became miser, and 10 remained tevil.
Are they mixed or are they separate?
They're mixed. So now, when he does 20 at one time, you can't do 10. So what he's doing is 10 and 10, which means he's doing half of each wheat.
It all goes for Levi.
No, he doesn't. Maaser Rishon is Mutar L'Zorah. You can buy it off the Levi. We Paskin or Yisrael can eat Maaser Rishon. No, but half of it's Tevel. He still has to separate on it. The Levi can't take it as is.
After he does a second
separation, negotiate with the Levi. Dr. Gemara, the next Gemara. What?
Half is double,
then he can go be separate from something else. What? Yes, he did. Took 10% miser, and he has 10% table mixed with his miser.
No, two shots. Why isn't it Masukin?
What's not Masukin? What's it? Because when you separate miser, it has to be on something. When I take more than Meister, I corrected what I took it off of, but it itself has Tevel in here that nobody took Meister from.
Even though you said only 5%, only half was going to be Meister.
Well, that would be, yeah, but you don't know which half. Right. And the other half wasn't taken off. Yes?
I would note that this is the same event, the same sequence that I said earlier, that, you know, separating out along the way from A to B. So, but the problem is, in the first time, it's Usher, now it's Mutter. So, again
you did it in a different way. Okay. Don't think about Mutter. By Mutter Behema. Okay? The Lekka Lechatzon. The Lekka Bezachazah. Okay, let me explain. Halacha is, a person has newborn baby sheep, we'll say. Doesn't have to be sheep, but we'll pick sheep. Puts them in a pen, and every tenth one is Maaser Behema, which is a carbon. Every tenth one is Maaser Behema, which is a carbon. He cannot separate two Maaser Behemas, meaning he cannot say, oh, number 9 is Maaser Behema, number 10 is Maaser Behema, or number 10 is Maaser Behema, and then say number 11 is Maaser Behema. It doesn't work. You can only have one Maaser Behema. One tenth, one animal out of 10. That's the halacha. Now, there's no, and you can't say half of number 10 is Maaser Behema and half of number 11 is Maaser Behema. Can't do that. It has to be completely Maaser Behema. So therefore, there's no fractions here. You separate Maaser Behema, it has to be number 10. Not number 10 and 11, not number 9 and 10. Just number 10. It's only one, and you can't do two, and you can't do fractions. Yet the halacha is, if 10 and 11 come out at the same time, right, one is miser, one is not. Now what you do, we'll see in a second. But one is miser. They both came out of the pen at the same time. Right, the 10th one is miser. 10 and 11 squeezed out at the same exact time. The halacha is, one of the two is miser, one of the two is not. And you wouldn't be able to do this consecutively. You wouldn't be able to do 10 and then 11. So then 10 and 11 come out at the same time. Neither should be miser. You should have to do it all over again. Frak the Gemara. By miser behemoth, the lekka lechatzon. The lekka bezachazah. And it cannot be done one after the other. The Yama Rava, and Rava told us, Yatsu shnai basiri v'karin asiri asiri. I was Sivakar and Asiri. Two came out together and he said, 10. Asiri Vacharas and Murab and Zebazah. They're both mixed. That means one became Iser. Even though it can't be done consecutively, it's being done simultaneously. We don't know which one is Iser. The solution we'll see in Rashi, but it's Chau. Why is it Chau? It should not be Chau. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Lekha Lechatzon, Shimon Tisha, when he counted nine, any other loyalty shnayim, he cannot take 10 and 11 out together. To half of it's meiser, and then be makrif, half of it should be a korban. The lesson I'm giving Zach is that. And he can't do it consecutively. After he made number 10 Kaddish, number 11 can't become Kaddish. Yet the halacha is, though they both come out together, one of them is Meister, we don't know which one. So what should he do is, so Vasheni, shame Shlomim Olaf. What happens is, the one that's not Meister becomes a regular Shlomim. Kedin Achad Aser Shekar Asiri. Like 11 that he called 10. Acha Shetov Vekar Asiri Chi. If a guy made a mistake, we're going to learn this soon, and he by mistake called number 9, 10. And then he called 10, 9. And then he called 11, 10. The halacha is, number 11 becomes a Shlomim. The Kaimalon Shi Shlomim could become on. Because when 11 is called 10 by mistake, 11 becomes a Shlomim. That's the halacha. It's halacha l'maitre m'sinai, or it's from Sukkim. We're not getting involved in that now. Again, if somebody by mistake said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, he called number 10, 9, then he called number 11, 10, 11 becomes a Shlomim. It can't become Meiser, it's not number 10. But it becomes a Shlomim. So when 10 and 11 come out at the same time, and he calls them 10, we say 11 becomes a Shlomim. But we don't know which one is Meiser, which one is Shlomim, and they have different halachas of Kabbalah.
Therefore?
So the halacha is, one is Meiser, one is Shlomim. That's what happens. The Kaimalon Shu Shlomim could become on. Havi Hainami Shlomim. Shav Akhaz Asa, this 11th one. Av Hu Chayzer Akhakriya Shi Nikrasiri. He called 9-9, then he called two of them 10. He called 10-10, he called 11-10. So we say that Rarei Muravim. Now what do you do when you have a Shlomim and Meiser mixed up? They have different Avaitis in the Beis HaMikdash. For those who say it's a Mekayim every morning, Meiser only has one sprinkling on the Mizbeach. Shlomim has two. What do you do? Can't do two when you're only supposed to do one. Can't do one when you're supposed to do two. So the year Yistavu, you wait till it gets a mum.
Which one?
Both get a mum. Now you only have to replace the shlomim. Meiser behemah that gets a mum, you don't have to replace. That's halacha. Shlomim have to be replaced. You wait till they both get a mum. Then you bring a behemah schulim. You have a kol makom shein shlomim. Wherever there's a shlomim here, ye mechul a behemah zu should be exchanged for this animal. The yikriv zu shlomim, vashnayim nacholim lebailim, and the two of them, the one that was meiser behemah and the one that used to be a shlomim has just been redeemed, can be eaten to the owners. Shneim sabik meiser, the meiser sheni nechul meiser behemah nechul b'mum lebailim. What happens when a meiser behemah gets a mum? You eat it. You don't have to bring it as a carbon. You don't have to replace it. The shlomim has to be replaced. So now you have one meiser behemah that has a mum and a shlomim that has a mum. You don't know which is which, but they both have mumim. So now they're both chulim because you redeemed the shlomim. You brought another animal instead of it. So now it's what used to be a carbon and now it's chulim. So you eat it at home. You couldn't do this simultaneously. I'm sorry, you couldn't do this consecutively. If you called 10-10, 11 is not Kaddish. Meaning, the halacha is as follows. If I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you call 11-10, it's meaningless. If by mistake you call 10-9 and then 11-10, then the halacha is it becomes a shlomim. So we view this. When you call them simultaneously, one is Meiser, one is Shlomim. The question is why? He said 10 on 10, and it's Eidah B'Zach HaZeh. Couldn't do this consecutively. Why should you be able to do this simultaneously?
He said 8, 9, 10.
Let's not confuse things more than we have to.
Right.
And you want to, I can answer you.
So
I happen
nine.
To know this, but
what,
it's not going to help you. It just confuses you.
What becomes
Meiser? That's
the real, that's the
so
one.
That's the kasha, yeah, okay.
Terrence. We haven't done the Terrence yet.
You Well, he called to stop in the middle.
So I will speak out the terrace outside, and there's I don't think I'll be able to finish it inside.
Don't leave this hanging.
Again, until Monday.
Go shoot him off.
I know, Monday. So the answer is as follows. Since if you would do it by mistake, if you would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. The guy would do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. The halacha is all three would have a certain level of kedusha. That means there are times that 11 can get kedusha. If you do by mistake, 11 can get Kedusha. We managed it in Rashi. If you called 10-9 and then called 11-10, 11 gets Kedusha. So we see that it's possible to get Kedusha on number 11. So since when you do it by mistake, there can be Kedusha number 11, not Meister Kedusha, but a Kedusha of a carbon. Therefore, when you do it simultaneously, we say it's like you did it by mistake. One becomes Meiser and one becomes a Shlomim. Because you could consecutively make 11 Kaddish. You could call 11-10 by mistake and it would become a Shlomim. So since you could do that consecutively, if you made a mistake, you couldn't do this if you intended to do it, but the fact that you could do it by mistake is enough to let it be Chal. Even though that's what the answer is. Let's read it inside. Dr. Gemara, Shiny Maisa Behemet Isa Batos. It works by mistake. It's not. Karl Letisha Asiri Lasiri Chi, Lachrasa Asiri. He called 9-10, 10-9, and 11-10, Shlush the Mekudashim. That means you can make 11 into a carbon. So you can do it consecutively. By mistake, but you can do it consecutively. That's enough to say that if you did it simultaneously, 11 becomes a carbon.
What?
A shlomim.
This is very good. I just want to have
one. I'm glad you agreed to the Gemara.
No. What I just want to say is that by your Ashistai, whatever the lush is, you're hurting the Levi.
Meister Behemi gets nothing. Clay gets nothing. The Levi gets nothing.
No.
Meister Behemi is totally to the Israel. Nothing goes to the Kohen. Nothing.
Not even, everything is direct. Everything.
I just told it to you three times. I'll say it again. Ma'ase behemah, the Kohen gets no chelik of him. Nothing.
So what do you just do right to the...
You bring the carbon and you eat the whole meat.
You bring it as...
Carbon, ma'ase behemah.
So my wording was, okay, forget about living. You're taking from Hektish.
You're taking from the Mizbeach.
So it was the Mizbeach.
But not when it gets a mum, it's not the Mizbeach. That's the halacha. I can't help it. That's the halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to ask everybody mechila in case I did treat people nicely over the year, which sometimes happens. And I wish everybody a Stibuk Sima Taiva, good in the bench yard, the Altum Chaim Taiva, and the Shalom.